And here we have a thumbnail sketch of the meaning of settler colonialism.
You don't have colonialism unless it's endorsed by the Christian God of the Europeans. Flavor of colonialism that you have depends on which Christian God you talk to. The Catholic God is a little bit different than the Protestant God, and that's a little bit different or a lot different than the Mormon God. And here's what each of those gods said. Columbus discovered the New World in 1492, which came as quite a surprise to all the people who were already living here. From 1493, the year after Columbus gets back from his first voyage, the king of both Portugal and Spain go running to the Catholic Pope and ask for direction on what they should do about all this new land that they discovered and the people that lived in it. Now, the thing you need to know about Pope Nicholas V is he was incredibly corrupt and he was also a Spaniard. So it came as no surprise that in 1493, he issued the first of a series of papal bulls or orders declaring that the Spanish got the rights to the New World. Portugal got everything to the east, which included a lot of Africa and was used to justify the slave trade. And what the Pope said is, yeah, there are these people there, but because they're Christians, they don't have the right to own the property like a Christian would. Instead, they simply occupy it. And so God is donating them and their lands to the Spaniards for being such good Catholics. But it comes with a charge. Get rid of their religions and replace it with Christianity. This became known as the Doctrine of Discovery and was used as the justification for the mistreatment of people in the Americas, in the islands, and in Africa. And it remained on the books until earlier this year when it was finally rescinded by the Pope. It didn't work for the British though, because they were Protestant, so they couldn't rely on a Catholic Pope. Instead, what they did was they just shifted the right from the ecclesiastical leader to the monarch, the King of England, and gave him the right because God had ordained him in order to rule over all of these other people. When the United States declared themselves free from the monarchy, they also got rid of the right to govern all of the Native Americans and take their land. This became a real problem in the 1800s because gold had been discovered in California and the United States was on the East Coast, and they needed some justification to push across North America, kick all of the Native Americans out of their land and to take it. But without a religious leader to declare it and without a monarch to justify it, they didn't have a way to get that right. So they made it up in the form of the Monroe Doctrine in 1823, which then spread into something called Manifest Destiny. They simply concluded that God wanted the white Europeans to take over the lands of the Native Americans. Now, this Doctrine of Manifest Destiny, it was being forged and hammered out in the early 1800s in America when a young Joseph Smith would declare himself to be a prophet, a representative of God, brought to earth again. Joseph Smith declared that the Native Americans were Jewish, God's chosen people, that 600 years before Christ was born, they escaped from Israel and were brought by God to the Americas in order to populate it. Now, that creates a political problem for Mormons. Other Christians simply declared that Native Americans were heathens, unworthy of the benefits of Christianity and the ownership of property that it brought with it. But if Native Americans are God's chosen people, they're really Jewish, then what right do white Europeans have to take over their land? Smith said, that's not a problem, because what happened was these Jews bifurcated themselves into two groups. One he called the Nephites, and they were white and good. One was evil, the Lamanites, and they were brown. These two tribes battle with each other until finally the Lamanites kill every one of the Nephites and wipe all the white Nephites off of the earth. This war solved the problem for the Mormons of the white Europeans ruling over the Native Americans, because even though they were God's chosen people, Jewish, they were evil brown Lamanites. And that doctrine came in handy when the Mormons fled the United States and moved to Utah and took the land from the Utes and the Paiutes and the Goshutes and the Shoshones and the Navajos. So all of this colonialism, all of this taking away the lands and the cultures of the native people of the Americas had its root in the religion and the version of God that that religion picked of the colonial power.